right, congratulations to Mike and Amy. They're on the road in Bloomfield. Won a pair of tickets to see Megadeth, the documentary that's going to be coming out at the end of this month. 2 day showing here in Pittsburgh. Keep it tuned right here to 88.3 FM. I got another pair of tickets to give away the next hour. So I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You're listening to Courts in Session. We stream online at WRCT.org. And if you haven't been to our website, well, if you get outside the range of those FM airwaves, all you got to do is go to WRCT.org, connect your cell phone via Bluetooth to your car, and you can travel the country keeping 88.3 FM on your radio. And at our website, we've got a list of concerts. Keep yourself updated to all the great bands coming to town, as well as cool events in the greater Pittsburgh area. WRCT.org is where to check that all out. So we opened the last set of music up with some Joe Lynn Turner, and I have no shame. I'll admit he is one of my absolute favorite singers, of course, from Rainbow and Deep Purple and Sunstorm and a whole bunch of great bands, covering The Eyes of March with Vehicle. Rick Emmett of Triumph Never Surrender Acoustic. And if you've been living in a cave, maybe you don't know this, but Triumph is reuniting for a Canadian and North American tour. Closest show to the Berg is in New York. I already got my tickets. I am going to be there. And we've had every member of Triumph individually on Courts in Session over the last several years. Big fan of the band, and we're always getting requests for Triumph. And hopefully this new tour is going to mean maybe some new studio recordings. We'll find out. We'll see. We're going to have one of those guys back on the show real soon. Live Foghat going out to Shannon and Blawnox. Megadeth, Heath Sells, and again, we got more tickets to give away next hour. And you just heard The Dictators with Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult sitting in on drums, covering the Blue Oyster Cult classic Maniacon MC. So are you one of the millions of Americans that feel left behind in the internet age? Everyone On has helped connect over 2 million people to the internet and distributed over 10,000 computers. Since its creation in 2012, they connect under-resourced communities to affordable internet and computers and trains individuals and organizations on digital skills and resources. You can visit everyoneon.org to find local and digital training near you. This is brought to you by Connect to Compete and your friends right here at WRCT. So I've already got three requests for this next song. We debuted it last week. This is the latest from the legendary drummer of Kiss, Peter Criss. This is Murder.
John Ross from England. You're listening to Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Enjoy.
going back to 1986 from a beautiful 7-inch picture sleeve single. A fresh-faced young Brian Setzer from his first solo album, title track, And the Knife Feels Like Justice. Great request for Tommy out in Green Tree. Before that, the latest from Luke Spiller of the Struts. I gotta send that out to my beautiful blonde listening at home. Somebody I Used to Know is the name of that track. And then when I was digging, preparing through all the records that I go through every week, looking to put together tonight's show, I came across a track that during COVID, and God, I hate even mentioning that word, 5 years ago was a track that I was playing on the show, a band called Lips Turn Blue, and we got a whole bunch of requests for that song. And Lou Graham from Foreigner was involved with that record, singing on background vocals. The track was called Build My Castle. For that request going out to Mary and Clara, in honor of their grandfather, Rolf, who passed away recently. They wanted a German heavy metal band, talking the Scorpions, going back to the Uli John Roth days with They Need a Million. Sounds like Rolf was a terrific guy living under a Third Reich occupation. Boy, boy, oh boy. Of course, Uli John Roth coming to Jurgles April 22nd. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have Uli joining us on Quartz in Session. We had him scheduled a couple months ago. You know, it's rock and roll. Sometimes these things fall through. But 2 weeks, Uli John Roth, Scorpions, guitarist extraordinaire, joining us right here in Quartz in Session. Open it all up with the latest from Peter Criss. That new track is hot. Track is called Murder. So this hour of Quartz in Session is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records. Attic Records opens 7 days a week. They're independently owned and operated, and they buy and sell new and used records and CDs. You name the genre, Attic Records got it. Located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484. Or you can visit them online at AtticRecordsStoreInc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of the show. And if you're interested in underwriting for Quartz in Session, or any one of the great shows here in WRCT, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So a couple years ago, time goes by fast, Cheap Trick had a sold-out show at the Palace Theater in Greensburg. I was there. I never missed the band. And at the end of the show, Robin Zander, after singing his heart out, said, "Guys, we're coming to the end of the line. This is just about it." And I looked over at my wife and I said, "Man, what a great ride it's been." Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not over. Cheap Trick's got a brand new album, and it's a good one. It's called All Washed Up. We've been playing this track in request for it. This is the riff that won't quit.
Yeah. love is all right.
WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
Hey, you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty, no! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
When I'm lost and lonely, with just a dollar to my name, there's only one sandwich that'll kill the pain.
One, two, three, four! J! B! C! Give me a J! B! C! Give me a Junior Bacon! Cheeseburger, give me a Junior Bacon! Cheeseburger, give me a J! B! C! Listen to
Counselor, Amanda Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
You know, I was in the casino gambling one night, and I won some money. I said, babe, I'm coming home in a couple minutes and we're going someplace. She said, well, what we going to spend? She didn't know I had won a jackpot. I didn't tell her until I walked in the house. She said, what time you come home? I said, 4:30. She says, 4 o'clock now. I said, I know. I'll be there in 30 minutes. When I walked in the house, she not knowing I had enough money. I said, baby, I've been working all get a break. We're going somewhere, little girl, so we can play. I'm going somewhere, little girl, I'm gonna take you out in the dark. We're gonna have some fun. Fun out in the park. Where I'm going, you don't have to pack too much. A G-string and a toothbrush.
behind Jim Dandy Mangrum, Black Oak, Arkansas in the background. And you just heard the latest from Kenny Wayne Shepherd with Bobby Rush. The track is called G-String and a Toothbrush. Bobby Rush, 93 years old, still going. And Kenny Wayne is coming to the Palace Theater Sunday, April 19th. A lot of good shows coming up in April. Looking forward to it, to a lot. Before the Kenny Wayne, Trapeze, Glenn Hughes' very first band. Track was Your Love Is All Right. Melanie from the Ballroom Streets album. And I got to tell you, if you're a fan of Melanie and you don't have that album, well, recorded live in the studio before an audience of about 30 people. And one of my favorites. And before that, open it all up with the latest new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio, but right here in Quartz in Session. Cheap Trick from their new album, The Riff That Won't Quit, was the name of that track. And that's a good one. Remember that kid that was always getting picked on in high school? That you went out of your way to keep your eye on so you could protect him? Well, somehow or other, he finagled a radio show here on WRCT 26 years ago. And there's a lot of backstory behind how the Mockster got on the air here at WRCT. He got in the union. He's been here ever since. And he's going strong. Well, you can tune in to hear his show every Friday night right here on WRCT. Fridays at 9 p.m. till 1:30 in the morning. And if you listen to that show, and I do every week, if I am near a radio, I've got it on, tune into the Mockster, you're going to hear him play the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, a whole lot more. Viva La Mock is the name of the show. Friday's right here at 9, and you want to make sure you're listening at midnight, because every week he plays a mock of an artist or an event or a special holiday, or something going on in his crazy mind. And he never announces what it's going to be. He always keeps it a secret to the very last minute. Well, many of you may know, because we're starting to get a couple calls tonight. Tonight is not only the king of rock and roll's birthday, talking about Elvis Presley, but it also is the Thin White Duke, David Bowie's birthday. And I'm just wondering, if tomorrow the Mockster, will he do a mock involving Elvis or David Bowie? That'd be cool. Call him and say, Mockster, I want some David Bowie. This is going back to the Ziggy Stardust soundtrack, going out to Wayne in Lawrenceville. Get right here on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Not only is it the last show of the tour, but it's the last show that we'll ever do. Thank you. Time takes a cigarette. Puts it in your mouth. Pull on your finger, then another finger, then your cigarette. While the wall to wall is calling, it lingers, but still you forget. Oh, you are rock and roll suicide. You're too young to lose it, but you're too old to lose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song.
the cafe.